The bill got unanimous approval in a House subcommittee. It is aimed toward reducing the negative ecological impact of non-native animals, including the tegu lizard, the lionfish, and non-native lizards and snakes. In order to sell the animals, retailers will be required to perform certain tasks to help track the non-native animals. Republican Representative Halsey Bashirs hopes the bill will reduce sales.
The problem is with lionfish, and this is really, it's difficult to do, is you're going to have to tag them. This will essentially hinder them from perhaps selling these invasive species.
Bashir says the bill is inclusive of non-native animal species.
If you look here, we're addressing all the lionfish. That's what it is. So you show the genus here, as well as the tegu lizard. They list all those species that specifically it's targeting.
Republican Senator Frank Artiles is pushing a similar bill in the Senate. The measure creates a pilot program through the Florida Wildlife Commission to control the sale of non-native animals by pet dealers. Artiles has participated in python hunts and speaks from experience on the damage of non-native species.
We've seen barely a dent made, but we need the help of the U.S. Wildlife, Fish and Wildlife, to fund these type of invasive species hunting for on a year-round basis, especially in the federal parks. So what we have right now in the Everglades is that little furry creatures have been decimated by the python.
According to Artiles, the U.S. loses $120 billion in damages due to non-native species each year. Both the House and Senate bill limit dealers to selling 20 animals a year. For WFSU News, I'm Catherine Buckler.